This is Dror Moshe Kasuto.
Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the Babylon Tower. Vayi kol ha'aretz safa echat v'dvarim u'dvarim achadim. The land was full with people that spoke only one language. In the earliest days, the days of creation, the Creator was speaking the ancient Hebrew, and the people, Adam and Eve and their children, and Noah and everyone were talking that language. Until that time, that the change took place. Vayibenosam mikedem. So people, when they went away from that place that called Kedem, in front of the Garden of Eden, they found a valley in the land of Shinar. Shinar is a certain precious stone. It might be even gold, I'm not sure. But I think it might be even gold. But it's a wonderful place. It's a great place that they found. I'm trying to see. So they looked for a place to hold them all, and they couldn't find. I don't remember the meaning of the word shinar, but maybe it means gold. But it's a precious place. It was a great place. Vayishvu sham, and they sat over there. Vayomru ish el re'ehu, and they said to each other, Hava nilbena levanim, let's make bricks. Let's venisrefa lisrefa, and put them into the oven. Vayilahem halevena le'aven, and then we're going to use those bricks like stones. Vehachemar hayalahem lechomer, and from the same cement, the same material that they created, they made cement to put the stones. Vayomru, and for which reason, for which cause? And they said, Hava nivne lanu ir, let's build for ourselves a city, u'migdal, and a tower, v'rosho b'shamayim, but that it will be so high that its peak, its head, will be in the sky. V'naseh lanu shem, and we will make a god for ourselves, we'll make a name for ourselves. Like we know that we're calling Hashem the name, because he has the holiest name of them all. Names are words that are defining the being. So if, let's say, this, we will call it a chair, kise in Hebrew. So it's defining its nature. Now, my name is Dror Moshe. It means something about me. It's defining my being, my purpose, who that I am. Now, Hashem, the name that is written in Yud Kei Vav Kei and being read, said, mentioned in Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the name with we're calling like Adni, my master, my masters, when we're saying the name, is the holiest name of them all. This is a name that is teaching us about the Creator's essence, in a way, for us to understand His greatness and His grace and kindness. So a name means an honorable name. So when they wanted to make themselves a name, it means that they wanted to worship an idol, to create an idol and to worship it. Pen nafutz al pene kol ha'aretz, because they were scared to be separated. They wanted to have power, so they wanted to create a center to their people. Vayered Adonai lirot et ha'ir, but God, the Creator, went down to see that city, ve'et ha'migdal asher banu b'nei Adam, and that tower that people started to build. Vayomer Adonai, and God said, הן עם אחד ושפה אחת לכולם, if they're all speaking one language and are dedicating their negative will in one purpose, in one cause, וזה החילם לעשות, and they are willing to do foreign things, they don't want to do good with their power, ואתה לא ייבצר מהם כל אשר יזמו לעשות, now they can corrupt and ruin the world in such horrible way, whatever they will want to do, they will be able to do, like to kill, to murder, to slaughter, to... We know exactly what power might cause to people, people that are not worth it for that power, it's corrupting them. Hava nerda venavla sham sefatam. So the Creator is calling the angels and telling them, let's go and mix their languages. Let's teach them more languages and gonna separate them by that. Asher lo yishme'u ish sfat re'ehu. That one person won't hear, won't understand the language of his friend. And that's how Chinese came down to the world, and ancient Latin, and Arabic, and all the ancient languages started in that day. Angels came down from heaven and taught certain groups, certain families. Every family, they've been taught. They received the knowledge of a language. 70 languages been taught in that day to all different families on earth. And then they've been spread because they could not communicate. Try to put a Chinese person that speaks only Chinese with an American person that speaks only a broken American language, not even the English one of the Englands. What are you going to do now? They're not able to communicate. They cannot talk. They have to separate. They must find like different places for themselves to live with the ones that are connected to them in the language. So, Vayafetz Adonai Otam Misham, and then the Creator sent them away to different locations, Al Pnei Kol Haaretz, on the world, on the globe, Vayachdelu Livnot Ha'ir, and they stopped building that tower and that city. Al Ken Karash Ma Bavel, and therefore he called that name Bavel. Why Bavel? Here is a clear evidence for the truth of what I explained to you right now. You are calling in English to Bavel, Babylon. What does it mean, Babylon, in English? It's just a name, right? You don't know the meaning of the word Babylon. What does it mean, Babylon, in English? But in Hebrew, in ancient Hebrew, Bavel is the exact term to explain what the Creator made. Ki sham balal Adonai sfat kol haaretz, because over there Hashem made differences in the languages of humans, of human race. So the word balal, and from that word it's like balal, it's like to mix ingredients in a bowl. You are mixing them together. And therefore he called the city Babel. The tower is Babylon Tower, because the Creator mixed the languages. Umisham hefitzam Adonai al pnei kol haaretz. And from that place and from that day and on, the Creator spread them on the wide world to go and find new locations and places for them to hang out. Thank you. Be well.
We hope you enjoyed this video very much. Please now remember to subscribe and like this video and share it with your friends to help spread faith in the world. For more, please visit emuna.com. May your light shine always, and your requests should be answered with the greatest blessings. Amen.